Okay, on the line now I have Yvonne O'Brien, who's the Senior Executive Librarian at Fingal Libraries. Good morning, Yvonne, how are you?
Good morning, Mark. Fine, thanks. How are you?
Not too bad at all, Yvonne, not too bad at all. Yvonne, Fingal Libraries have introduced their library press display. What is the library press display?
Okay, well, Library Press Display is a digital resource. It basically is over 2,000 newspapers that have gone online, and we are providing full access, free access to this fantastic resource. It's available in over 60 languages, so because Fingal are such a diverse county, we have something for everybody there. And we recognise that, you know, people are accessing information in new ways and increasingly online, and we're all moving online. So somebody can go on there, whether they're from, you know, America, Australia, Europe, anywhere in Europe, access their hometown newspaper and read it in their home language, or else, you know, anybody can go on and read the Irish newspapers, apart from the Irish Times and one or two others from within Ireland. They can listen to it, or they can read it as normal. So it's a great resource.
It is. It's a great resource. And as I say, 2,000 newspapers is plenty of reason reading. And you have, as you say, the diverse society we live in now. There's something there for everybody. Some of the overseas publications, obviously different languages. How are you going to get over that hurdle for people who might be interested in reading some of these foreign newspapers?
Well, all you need to do is, first of all, you need to be a member of Fingal Libraries. And once you have your library card, which you can actually do that online as well. So if you go onto fingal.ie, you can join the libraries online. It's one of the first headings you'll see there. Once you have your library card and membership, you need to, you can join online, then you need to present at the library and you'll get all your details, your PIN, etc. Once you have that, you can go online 24/7 and just go into Library Press Display. If you go into Library Press Display online on our website, you just put in your card number and your PIN number. Straight away, that'll take you into the database. As I said, you can just decide which title you want, what language you want it in, and you can start reading. It's as simple as that.
Excellent. It's as I say. I mean, I'm just looking at some of the titles you have available here. You've got obviously some of the Irish newspapers, the Independent, or the Belfast Telegraph, but you've got the Evening Standard from London, the New York Post, to name a few. Is there any other kind of famous names that people would recognise?
Oh God! I was looking at them while the World Cup was on last night, and I was looking at the different languages. And one thing I thought of was, you know, if you're even learning a new language, you can go in and read the paper and read it in a different language. It highlights, pronunciation, etc. Like some of our other databases, they can be translated. I can't think of anything else, any other titles off the top of my head, Mark.
As you say, even if people are interested in a language or maybe just learning, it's a great way, as you say, to further their studies. Just go in and try and read a page or two of a story, and it can help them. Well, I mean, I've used the Fingal Libraries database myself once or twice in different things. I'm big into family history and genealogy, and I know you have a resource there for that, but your database is actually used. It's probably one of the best in the country.
Yeah, we try to offer something for everybody. We have a huge range of e-books and audiobooks. Mm-hmm. So if you can't find what you want, any of the bestsellers or something a bit more bizarre in the library itself, you can go online and I'm sure we'll have something for you in an e-book. We have a great range of online magazines or e-zines. Anything from The Economist to, soccer magazines, technology, science, gardening. And these magazines are quite expensive to buy off the shelf, but they're available free, again, through our website, fingal.ie. In addition to that, then, you can learn a language online, or you can even do a course. Over 400 courses are available there. You have 6 months to finish each course, and you even get assignments to do and have a real instructor who can communicate with you using email.
Yeah.
So there's something for everybody.
In
relation to anybody interested in history, we have stuff about from the National Library of Ireland, Griffith's evaluation and local history content is available through Ask About Ireland. And then you can access JSTOR, which is a great database for anybody looking at historical sources.
And it's a wonderful resource for people, you know, especially maybe older people who can't get out, or, you know, maybe people who are ill or stuck at home or whatever. It's a fabulous resource because it opens up the world to them. I mean, as you say about some of your online courses, I was looking at, I mean, as you say, 80 language courses.
Yeah.
So you'd be hard-pressed to name 80 languages, I would imagine.
No, well, I mean, I went looking at it literally, you know, goes right up from Arabic to Zulu, believe it or not, and everything in between. So again, with the diversity of Fingal, there's no excuse for us not knowing the very basics, the hellos and the greetings, you know, in any language, really. There's another amazing research tool which I only kind of went into fully recently. It's Credo Reference. That's available on our website. And that is absolutely amazing. It's great for second and third level and beyond. So if you're starting a topic, an essay or whatever, you go in, you literally put in your search subject, and it'll bring up all the articles and books related to that. But one amazing aspect of it was you can go into a mind map function, and instantly your mind map in relation to that topic comes up, which simplifies the whole research process involved in starting an essay or, you know, starting to think about a subject. I just couldn't get over that.
Yeah.
So that takes a huge amount of work out of the hard graft of
the research and some of the hard graft out for people. As I said to you, I've looked at it myself a few times, and it really is a great resource for people. And on the other side of it, then, if people are actually going into the libraries, they can also access all of this stuff in a library. Because I suppose the one thing you don't want to do is you don't actually want to be everybody being at home. I mean, you still need footfall
exactly.
in the libraries as well. So all these resources are available at any of the Fingal libraries too, yeah?
They are. I mean, we wouldn't have as broad a range of newspapers, for instance, as Library Press Display, because it's just so cost-effective to get them online. But, I mean, you need to come in to join up, and most of what happens is, you know, people come in to join up, maybe to go online. They realise what's happening in the libraries. We have a great programme of activities for children over the summer, but for all ages right throughout the year. We have a fantastic book-based service, and we have fantastic customer service as well for all our Fingalians, new and old. And, you know, if you want to go in and just read the paper, sit down, take up a study desk, you know, join in a club. Libraries are great for even trying something new. Again, we try to put on a diverse sort of range of events to give people that taster and to let them experience something. And then that might encourage people to go off and actually join a club or, you know, take up a new hobby. So it's absolutely fantastic. Libraries are really community hubs now.
Yeah.
And we offer a bit of everything, really.
Yeah, it's good. It's like a little haven, really, sometimes. You can just get an hour to yourself, just chillax. It's nice and quiet. There's no... Take yourself away from the hustle and bustle of the world. And as you say, the world's your oyster now.
So it is, and now with everything online, as well as, you know, having the space in the branches throughout Fingal, we have 10 branches, and we have the mobile libraries as well and the housebound service. But, you know, the online resources really offer the choice and convenience of how, when and where people access information, and it's all about choice, really.
Absolutely. So just to reiterate, Yvonne, if people wanted to avail of these services, they just need to go online to www.fingal.ie, and I suppose they can navigate from there. Is that correct?
Yes. One of the first things you see when you go on to fingal.ie is the library is right up there, and that's to do with the fact that most people coming onto the website are going, first of all, to use the libraries. So libraries is straight there. You can go into eBooks. When you see Fingal Libraries on the website, you go straight to eBooks, or join the library, or find a library. And any of those three options will bring you further into what's available in those different areas. So I think I'd recommend people to, if they haven't already joined or haven't used their card in a while, go on, join the library, and then start exploring what we have on offer. It's so simple.
And just finally, before I let you, it's just at the kind of dawning on me here now. That's Fingal. You probably wouldn't be able to answer this question, but I'll ask it anyway. Dublin City Council run their own libraries, and other councils run their libraries, etc. Is a crossover possible? Do you have to be resident in a Fingal area, say, to join Fingal? Now, I'm not trying to rob people off of Dublin City Council libraries before they start getting on and giving out to me, but is it possible to cross over? You can be a member of both.
Of course you can. You know, we have a lot of members from the Dublin City area because, you know, the libraries are for everybody, whether you work, live, or just visit Fingal or any other local authority area. So, yes, you can join and cross over. You know, possibly down the line, we might have one membership card for everybody that you don't need to join the different local authorities. You'll be able to use one. But at the moment, you're welcome to join us, even if you are living in Kerry, you know.
Excellent.
If you're visiting, you know.
Well, I mean, it's a small world now, and, you know, a service like the online database that Fingal has, as I say, is quite extensive. I've looked at it a few times myself, and, you know, there could be somebody living in darkest Peru with Paddington Bear, and it's, you know, to know that the service is available to them, if there's a way for them to, you know, get their membership sorted out or whatever, they can use it. So it really is a worldwide service to anybody who really wants to need it. Is that correct?
It is, really. I mean, you know, most people that use it will have, you know, will be able to present at the library. That's the main thing, I suppose. So, you know, usually, you know, in terms of what you're talking about, it would be people who are visiting and then may go home then.
Yeah.
And then they can continue to use their card. But yes, it is possible to do that.
That's excellent, and I can highly recommend. As I say, I've used it several times myself, and it's an excellent database that you have. Yvonne, thanks so much for talking to us this morning.
You're very welcome.
And please God, we'll talk to you again in the future, and we'll keep an eye on whatever more developments you have on your excellent database. Thanks very much.
Yvonne. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook and keep up to date with us.
That's Fingal Libraries, just on Facebook or Twitter. Yeah.
Facebook or Twitter, just key in Fingal Libraries, and we'll come up there. Or we're even on the library, fingal.ie.
Excellent stuff.
The Twitter and Facebook feeds are there.
That's brilliant. Listen, Yvonne, thanks very much for talking to us this morning, and enjoy the rest of the week, and best of luck with the database.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.